Good morning. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina. Slick conditions will persist in spots, especially north of I-90 and in the higher terrain near I-90 through mid to late morning, as some light icing will remain possible until warmer air starts to build into the region, changing any of that remaining freezing precipitation to just plain old rain showers. After the slippery start, it'll wind up warmer than the average day around much of the area until a cold front crosses the region and cold air advection begins to kick in as temps fall in the wake of the front later today. The south and southwesterly winds will shift to a more westerly flow and may gust to 20 to 25 miles an hour from time to time. Quiet conditions will return, though, to the region overnight and into the day Saturday as high pressure crosses the area. Temps will remain well above normal during the day, but that messy change is in the works for Sunday and the beginning of the new work week. A large storm system over the Midwest will spread clouds into the region Sunday and wind up being a complex winter precipitation scenario heading into the new week. Several pieces of energy will rotate around an upper-level low over the Great Lakes, lifting a warm front in our direction. However, the progression of the warmer air will be hampered by the anticyclonic flow from an area of cold Canadian high pressure to our north, and this clash will likely play a big part in the precipitation type across the region. So far, model guidance shows a secondary low forming off the mid-Atlantic coast and then tracking northeastward near or just off the New England coast into Tuesday. That model data has been variable, but trending toward a colder solution with warm air nosing into the region in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. That means a wintry mix may be what we wind up on the receiving end of. We'll have a better picture as the model data comes more into line in the coming days, but for now we'll need to pay close attention for Monday's forecast. It could significantly impact travel heading toward the new year. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, an energetic low-pressure system is expected to bring flooding rains over Southern California, followed by heavy mountain snows across the desert southwest. And a significant winter storm is forecast for the central high plains expanding into the northern plains on Saturday. Much milder than normal temperatures are expected for much of the central and southern plains and into the Ohio Valley. That energetic low-pressure system will bring a variety of inclement weather from the southwest up through the plains over the next couple of days. Starting from the southwest, the center of the low-pressure system currently approaching Southern California with an abundance of moisture and vigorous dynamics. That system is bringing heavy rain for the lower elevations and heavy snow over the higher elevations across Southern California. That snow will spread steadily northeastward across the higher elevations of the Four Corners region today. By tomorrow morning, much of the energy associated with the system will be exiting the southern Rockies and into the plains. As that system begins to interact with colder air arriving from the northern plains, a significant winter storm is forecast to develop and impact areas from the central high plains to the northern plains on Saturday. As the storm intensifies more rapidly, potential exists for high winds to combine with heavy snow across the central high plains into the northern plains Saturday. In addition to the snow, sleet and freezing rain can be expected to spread across from the central plains northeastward into the upper Midwest ahead of that storm center. Further south, much milder than normal temperatures are expected for a large area of the central and southern U.S. into the Ohio Valley. These mild temps will be the fuel for potentially strong thunderstorms to develop across the central to southern plains Saturday ahead of that strong cold front. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Thursday of 85 at Miles City, Florida, to a low Thursday of 22 below zero at Copper Basin in Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. In Boston, a chance of rain mainly in the mid-afternoon, cloudy with a high near 50. And in Buffalo, rain likely through mid-morning, then a chance of showers into the afternoon, cloudy with a high near 50 degrees. Time for a look at the Albany, New York climate details. Yesterday's high was 41, which is 8 degrees above normal, with a low of 27, 9 degrees above the normal of 18 degrees. No precipitation was registered. So far, 27.5 inches of snow so far this month, at 16.5 inches above normal for the month so far. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, normal maximum temperature 32 degrees, record of 60 set in 1895, normal minimum temperature 17 degrees with a record of 18 below set in 1914. Sunrise and sunset data for today, sunrise at 7:25 a.m., sunset at 4:28 p.m. Here's my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. It'll be mostly cloudy with freezing rain likely and a chance of rain showers in the morning. Light ice accumulations possible, highs in the low 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. It'll be cold with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a chance for rain showers, highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, a chance of freezing rain in the morning, cloudy with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon, a trace of ice possible. Highs will be in the low 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows near 30 degrees. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a chance of freezing rain this morning, otherwise cloudy with a chance of rain showers with highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, patchy fog this evening, mostly cloudy and colder with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with a chance of rain showers, highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 30s. Your extended forecast region-wide for the next 5 days, mostly sunny Saturday, highs in the mid and upper 30s to low 40s. Showers likely Sunday with highs in the mid and upper 30s and low 40s. Rain and wintry mix possible Monday, highs in the low to mid 30s to near 40. A chance of snow and rain on Tuesday with highs in the low to mid 30s to near 40. And New Year's Day, partly sunny and chilly with highs in the low to mid 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.